discussion going on in here. So got to listen more of that. All right. Okay. When is a black dog not a black dog, Ellie?
When it's a yellow lab. I don't know.
That's true. You could probably use that one. How about you? What's your thoughts?
When it's a good dog.
When it's a good dog?
Yeah.
It's a black dog. Okay. When is a black dog not a black dog? When it's a greyhound.
When it's a greyhound. So hey, that's a Minnesota company.
So, yes, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
So, technically, your yellow lab one, that would have worked. You know what I mean? Anything that was, you know.
I find the breeding history of labs so funny because when you're talking about black, yellow, and brown labs, they are so like distinctly different in their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it doesn't make sense to me why. Like, why is like the brown lab known as like goofier and less serious?
Yep.
Yellow labs are friendly and calmer. Like, why?
Yeah, it's called genetics.
I mean, yeah, but.
You could breed two chocolate labs and not get a chocolate lab. That's why you pay more money for chocolate labs, because they're
Is that recessive?
Yes, yeah. It's a recessive gene. Yeah. And you could breed two yellow labs and get all black labs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird on how that genetics works. It really is.
And then there's like three different varieties within the colors that like come from different jobs that they historically did.
Yeah. 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 It's goofy. But anyway, okay, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Marie from Ma and Pa's salon up in North Branch and up in Forest Lake. And you can, how did you say you can get a hold of her? You?
Oh, Facebook or Google.
Okay.
Yep.
And so, yep. So that's the way to go to do it. All right. So where did we leave off now?
Well, I think we had a caller.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we had a caller who couldn't stay on the line. They didn't have time, but they wanted recommendations for grooming their Britney Spaniel.
Okay.
Okay.
Brittany is. First, you get her to stand still long enough to groom.
I love Brittany's. I'm a spaniel lover just all day long. So, Brittany's are, it comes down to choice. Is your Brittany out in the field and we want to get it short, or do you like all the long coat? Is it shedding a lot? You don't want to. Brittany is also a double coated dog that we do shave, and we see that a lot. They don't carry a huge amount of undercoat,
okay?
In comparison to like a golden or a Newfie.
Okay.
So it's kind of contradictive to what I just said, to be truthful.
Right,
so when I'm like, it's a really good question with a Brittany's.
Yeah.
Springers are another one. They are technically a double-coated
dog. Really?
So with that said, there's things that we need to do if we're shaving those dogs down. I'm going to use some terminology like we like to card the coat afterwards.
And that is?
It's very similar to hand stripping.
Okay.
But we're going to card the coat because we're going to aggravate that follicle to grow back its healthy, the stuff that we want it to grow back.
Oh, okay.
Why can't you do that on a Newfie or blah, blah, blah? You can, but it's just not. Technically, you know, your spaniel should be hand stripped.
Okay.
So, again, it's personal preference.
Okay.
We shave tons of them. We keep some of them natural and we just button them up a little bit. So we can, you know, take care of their feathers and that kind of thing. So do what you want. It's whatever you want to do, but you're not going to necessarily harm its coat. You're probably not going to see alopecia.
Okay.
But make sure your groomer knows what they're doing and make sure they're following up with carding the coat afterwards.
Carding. C-A-R-D-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I just want to make sure.
Yep.
It was a K, it was a C.
No, you are correct. Yep.
Look at me spelling.
Yes.
Okay. So then, because I do see fall especially, a lot of the feathering gets zinged, you know, zapped. Mm-hmm. So that when they get into the field, we start getting cockle burrs and stuff like that.
Yep. Hence a field cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's called a field cut. So.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't know they were double coats. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back to springtime.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? Okay. Now, how often can you bathe a dog?
Well, if you're using good quality products, you can bathe the dog once a week.
Okay.
It's old wives tale that you're going to strip the coat out. And yeah, you can if you're using Suave.
Okay.
You know, if you're using Dawn dish soap.
Okay.
You know, but if you're using a good quality shampoo and a conditioner, you can do it, you know, I groom my poodle every 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay.
Never had any issues. Now, it is breed specific. Dogs that are going to be more oily, you probably aren't, you know.
What are some breeds that are more oily?
Chesapeake Bay Retrievers.
Ooh, okay.
Yep. Sometimes your Pitties can be, your Staffordshires. Sometimes your Labs can be a little more, you know, in comparison to other breeds.
Okay.
Yorkies are a very greasy dog.
Okay.
Partly, I think, is because they have hair. And the other part is they're constantly being petted by greasy hands.
There you go.
But again, if you're using a good quality shampoo with a conditioner.
And what do you, I think we talked about this before, what is this, Espan?
I love Espana products. Okay. It's a Minnesota company that's gone international. They just have incredible products.
I remember when they first came out, that's how long I've been in the business.
Yeah, yeah, and they make them for horses, they make them for people.
Yep.
I personally use them for myself because I have eczema and all that good stuff. So when you wash your hair, whatever's on your head goes down your body. And since I switched to that, tremendous help.
Oh, nice.
So, but it's all natural.
And that's Espana, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. And like I said, we do sell it at our locations. A lot of your home stores sell them. I know Peterson's Mill in North Branch sells them. So look around. You can buy them online.
Too, is that they suds up nice. You know, people... You get some shampoos, you got to use a whole bottle of shampoo to even get any kind of suds. And people, just like with human hair, we want that suds. Even though the suds, with the stuff they put in to make it sudsy.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, is not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it does seem like I use a smaller amount when I use the Espana, even when I did the horse.
Yeah.
You know, that it, compared to other products. Yeah. That's why
Well, it also comes highly concentrated.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. See, I would, like, when I did my dogs, I would, I'd probably be a teaspoon to, you know, if you put the ketchup in a, in one of those squirty bottles, okay, the standard size, I don't know if that would be 16 ounce or whatever.
Yeah, about right.
Yeah, and so that's what I would do, is that, you know, put that in there, and then I like the ketchup bottle because then I could just, and then, you know, work it in.
Yep. You're hired.
Hey, no problem. I got these I know, and they also work well in the summer months for the kids to have squirt gun fights with.
Oh, yeah.
Fill it with water.
I remember doing that.
Yep. It's better than the Dawn dish soap, a bottle. So anyway.
Yep.
But yeah, so the Espana. Yeah, it's Espana. There we go.
Espana.
Yeah. I used to always say, thought it was Espanol. And when I told somebody about it, they said, we can't find it. And I'm like, well, I went and looked at my bottle. I'm like, oh, screw. I said it wrong. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so so you can do it once a week. Because sometimes I think that if dogs get overbathed. I mean, I know some people that like every third day they're bathing their dog, and I'm just like, you know, you're gonna dry that coat out.
You can, for sure. And again, we need to look at the breed.
Yep.
If you are not combing that dog out and brushing that dog and drying it correctly, you could be causing some serious skin issues.
Okay.
You know, hot spots, matting, all of that kind of thing. So it's not as simple as saying, can I bathe my dog once a week?
Right.
There's more that there's grooming that goes into it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Yeah. I think I asked this question, well, just for everybody's FYI again, is that should I comb the dog out before I give a bath?
I like that. I think that's a good way to do it.
Okay. Because that only makes sense to me that if it's already matted and you wet it down and shampoo it up, it's going to mat even more.
It will. It gets tighter.
Yeah, that's what in my head. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to run, and then we'll come back. And then, hey, you got some questions, give a holler. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. What has a neck and no head, two arms but no hands? What has a neck and no head, two arms but no hand? Hey, Lou, we're back. Yay, B, yay, you. What has a neck and no head, two arms but no hands? What do you think there, Miss Ellie?
A journey, a long neck, a long arm of a journey. I don't know.
All right. What do you think, Marie?
Again, I don't know.
Okay. A shirt.
A shirt.
Sure, there you go.
Has I was neck, really running
no
through
head,
everything.
Two arms, but no hands.
I was going with like a long arm of a trip or something.
Okay. Yeah, well,
you're there.
There you go. I went to clock and went, wait, no, that's the absolute opposite of everything that's on a clock.
I was on guitar for a bit, but a guitar doesn't have arms.
Oh, no, see, you're thinking those are thought-provoking. That's what they're meant to do.
Darn right.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Too other than that, a Sunday to be thinking.
Yeah, it's quarter after one. All right, who's up to bat?
Next up, we have Kathy, whose pit mix has been losing their hair.
All right.
Oh.
Hey, is it Carrie?
Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling. How old is your dog?
She's about six. I've had her for about 4 years.
Okay.
And she's a pit. Catahoula leopard dog mix.
Okay.
About 50 pounds, short coat.
Yep.
And she generally is super healthy, nothing unusual, gets good Nutrisource food. And in late January, early February, she started to lose a lot of her coat, which is very short, but she was always, like, her coat's like velvet. It's so soft. And in late January, February, she started to lose her coat. I took her to a really great groomer that I love, and she noticed, too, and thought maybe there was a little weight loss. I called my vet, and they said, because my groomer thought, what if it's thyroid issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My veterinarian said to just hold off and really watch her carefully, increase her food, which I have. So she's just been attached to my hip. I'm home all day, so I know what she's, I'm with her constantly.
Yeah.
And nothing's changed in terms of shampoo or food or environment or daily routine. And so she's still losing. Now she's losing her hair even faster. I do have a veterinarian appointment this Tuesday in a couple days. But do you have any ideas what might be causing that? I see no other symptoms other than that extreme hair loss. I mean, you can see her skin.
Wow.
So I have her in sweaters a lot.
Okay.
Personally, I have a quick question. Is it coming off everywhere or is it in patches?
Actually, her name is Patches. So that's it's really coming off everywhere.
Okay.
Some places are completely bald, like her little chest area and her into her tummy, which normally isn't real furry anyway, but it's even less furry on her back, on her arms, everywhere basically but her head.
Okay. So, since there has been any no major changes, because diet sometimes can do that, but you hit on it earlier, thyroid. Okay, what I would do if you're going Tuesday, number one, don't let them talk you into any interior x-rays and stuff like that. What you want to do is get a starting point, get a complete blood profile, okay? And then also, you're going to get a thyroid test. It doesn't come, I don't know why, but the thyroid test does not come with a complete blood profile. Because since they're drawing blood, we want to find out how the kidneys are working, the liver's working, what's going on inside, and then the thyroid test. Another thing you could also take, since you're running tests, see if you can collect some urine, okay? And then for a urine analysis also, okay? So that we're going to make sure, see what's going on inside. This helps see what's going on outside. Mm-hmm. And because I'm sure you're thinking the same thing, Marie, because mm-hmm. she's losing it all over, mm-hmm. 10 to 1,
it's not environmental. It's something going on with her.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. That's my groomer mentioned those same things. She's just extraordinary. Yeah. I love her. So I will
sounds
do
like a good one.
That on Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah. So you want a blood profile, you want a thyroid test, and then you want a urine analysis. And how you can collect the urine, I tell people to go to the dollar store and get a good long ladle. And that's a nice way to collect the urine analysis, especially for girl dogs. You know, a lot of them squat so low, and it's like, oh, how the hell? You know, otherwise people would kick a Cool Whip top, you know, underneath as they're going. But sometimes that long ladle. I've even put dowels, taped a dowel to the ladle to make it longer. Because sometimes if you just can, you know what I mean, just kind of scooch it under there. But if you bend over to try to get it, a lot of dogs jump like, what do you want?
Yeah. Okay.
So, but anyway, so that works. You got something to say, babe?
Just throw out the word Cushing's and the word Addison's.
Ooh.
Because those can affect the hair a lot, too.
What was the second word?
Addison's disease.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cushing's and Addison's. And they're both hard to detect.
They are.
They're very hard to detect.
But a good vet knows how to do it.
Yep.
But those are the three things that come to my mind is thyroid, Addison's disease, and Cushing's, where we'll see dogs' hair thin dramatically.
Yep, yep.
Okay, I will do exactly
good
that.
Good luck.
Thank you both so very
you
much.
You betcha. Take care. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's my girlfriend's dog. It's a golden retriever, and we lost all its hair on its nose.
Mm.
Okay, but now that's coming back in. But between the back legs, a lot of times with the skin, for some reason, the hair is like black. Okay, you know the skin.
The hair is?
Well, see, that's the thing. With the skin, when it turns black, I know there's, you know, allergies and usually a food change. Also, you also see sometimes on overweight dogs, that turns gray. But for some reason, the hair is like dark brown, chocolate brown, you know what I mean, type. It's like it's stained.
Is she licking?
No, that's the thing. He's not licking. And then if you look on the, I think I got a, I'll have to show you at break. I think I got it on my phone. But anyways, it's got like particles. So it looks like dry skin, but it's not. Uh-huh. And then some of it's a little darker, like little flecks, mm-hmm. you know, type thing. Mm-hmm. And so, and, you know, I got her on the fish oil. We got her changed to food. You know, we're doing all this stuff. But she was giving a raw egg a day. Mm. And I said, don't do that. Stop that. Because I know some dogs have trouble with the egg whites yeah. on a regular basis. She stopped that. And then, yeah, and then the hair started coming back on the nose.
Yeah.
But these little things, flexy things, you know, like I said, it looks like dander, but it also like little dark particles, not like flea dander, you know what I mean? Like flea.
But it at first it kind of does until yeah. you investigate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and
yeah, yeah. see that. Yeah.
And so I don't know what she, you know, I'm just kind of like, okay, she did the blood work that came back. The thyroid was fine, things like that. And so I don't, we're still scratching her head on that one. But anyway.
Skin conditions are the worst.
Yes.
To diagnose, to solve, to fix.
Yep.
And then you go through all of that and then all of a sudden they're fine. And then you do everything right, and then all of a sudden they're not.
They're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll see, the skin is an organ, which people forget.
Yeah.
And that it detoxifies. It has to come through the skin if something's going on,
yeah.
you know, inside. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, diet and supplements yeah. and all that play a huge yeah. you know, part of that.
I like to say when dogs come in like that, it's like, I can help you on the outside of your dog,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot help it on the inside of the dog. So yep. we need to work together, because I can all day long help your dog temporarily and give it some relief. And Espana is one of those things that we use to do that.
Uh-huh.
But if you're not able to fix it on the inside, whatever that might be.
Right. And it's usually diet.
Yeah.
It's usually either they got a chicken aversion. You know what I mean? They got to pull off of all chicken. That's yeah. why the Nutrisource Pure Vita, it's a single source protein. When it says turkey, it's only turkey. Duck, it's only duck. Yeah. So when you suspect a problem with a protein, that's the food to go to,
yeah.
because all the other foods have a mixture of to be able to get to the protein content.
Yeah.
It, even though it says beef and rice, you look on the thing and it'll say, oh, it's got so beef, much, yeah. it's got fish, it's got this, it's got, you know, yeah, well, no, not Nutrisource doesn't have
no, Nutra, no, but yeah. just the but other the thing, ones. Yeah.
yeah. And so that's what I mean is so that usually it's the food.
Yeah.
And so that's why the Pure Vita in what that Nutrisource has is a rarity in the dog yeah. food, where it's a single source protein. So let's try this for a couple of weeks and let's see what happens. Yeah. You know, is it now not as itchy, not as swollen, or not as licky as feeties and stuff like yeah. that? So, and that's a tough one. It's it really tough. Is.
It is. And this time of year, it's really prevalent.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Okay, what else for springtime cleanup?
Do it. Just get the dog in. You know, I mean, to be really blunt, let's just get the dog in. The sooner the better. A lot of times, springtime correlates with Easter, not this year. So we've got kind of a quirky year with it not being as wet and snowy.
Right.
But be patient with your groomers, because sometimes it can be a couple weeks to get in. So mm-hmm. if you decide all of a sudden Fluffy needs to get in tomorrow, you might run into some struggles with that.
Yep.
I will throw a plug out right now. We are at Mon Paws. I did hire a couple new groomers. So mm-hmm. we do have some quite a few openings in April,
all right.
Which is not normal. Usually we're booked out, especially for our biggins.
Why don't you give a phone number that they yeah. can...
Forest Lake is 651-464-9878. North Branch is 651-674-6222. Forest Lake is the one that's got more of the openings, because that's okay. where I've hired the people.
Okay.
But yeah, but okay. just be patient. Just be understanding. We're going to make Fluffy look as cute as we can.
Yep.
And then be aware that, you know, it can take time to get in. It can take time to groom Fluffy.
Yes.
We're essentially giving them two haircuts usually. Mm-hmm. Because we got to get all the old stuff off, give a bath, and then make them look cute. Same with your double-coated breeds. We got to go in and brush and try to do some demating, then give them a bath, and then make them look nice.
Yep.
You know, so you might see some additional fees that way. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you've gone all those months, you're not necessarily going to get a break when it comes from all of a sudden coming in, you know, okay, 6 months later.
So. When we come back, let's talk about hair between the toes.
Oh, sure.
I just ran into a dog yesterday that.
Sure.
Anyway. Okay, blend a teapot shot so the pearlies won't rot. What am I? Blend a teapot shot so the pearlies won't rot. We'll be back. What am I?
How does a Minnesotan boatin', floatin', never gloatin', start a journey seeking a better well-being to improve his health and brain with $10 to his name?
YMCA.
Enrollment's 10 bucks, no dues till May. He's gotta spend that Hamilton. gotta spend that Hamilton. No deuce till May. No deuce till May. Today, spend that Hamilton. Join the Y at YMCANorth.org.
Hello. Thank you very much. So we're turning your knob to the KDK9 show. I greatly appreciate it. And remember, you catch all my past shows and to this show. You want to re-listen to it on my podcast, go to mytalk1071.com and go to the KDK9 show page. And remember, you can listen to my show any time, place in the whole world live. You can stream it or you can just catch the podcast. Okay. And then mark your calendars, April 20th. For Spike's Whole Feed up in Forest Lake, they're having a grand opening. It's from 10 to 4. Nutrisource has got some unbelievable deals with their foods and their treats. Like one is one treat, buy one treat, get one free. Cat food, dog food, canned, buy one, get one free. There's so $5 off of I can't remember now the difference off of dry food for both cat and dog. So there, and then there's other vendors that are going to be up there. Marie might even be up there. Mm-hmm. They invited her. So you might be able to see her live and in person, you know, up there. And then, mark your calendar, April 20th. That's a Saturday, 10 to 4. I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be doing two 30-minute seminars about pet nutrition. And then also I can take your behavior questions and such like that. I'm going to be at the Nutrisource table. So, and then also I've got a 23-page pet nutrition for dogs and cats handout that is going to be free to the first 50 people that stop by the booth, okay? But then after that, then you'll have to buy it. But otherwise, the first 50, get it free, right? So I'm going to put 50 in a pile, and when that pile's done, it's done.
It's gone.
So yeah, so mark your calendar. Also, too, I'm trying to put together a presentation. And what you believe it or not, the internet's got everything, right? I can't find this on the internet. So if anybody can either send me a link to find something like this, I need a video snippet of 15 to 30 seconds. You know how dogs gulp their food? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where they just slam it down. Mm-hmm. Okay. I need a dog, a picture of a dog or two, or, you know, I need at least a couple pictures, videos of dogs gulping their food. I mean, gulping it like blah. And even if they're using the mats, you know, where you throw the food out, because they don't eat as fast on the mats.
Oh, but slow still, feeders.
Yeah,
the slow feeders.
But they still swallow it whole, mm-hmm. okay? But I need like some, like whether a lab gulping its food or, you know, literally like, whoa, did he eat that fast? But that's what I need is a couple of 15-second to 30-second videos for a presentation that I'm going to make.
I'll send you one later today. I'll feed Stanley and send it to you.
Well, no, excellent, because like I said, just 15, 30 seconds, you know, for the presentation. And if I can get a couple of them, I really like that, you know, whereas dogs, you know, literally slamming their food, okay?
Oh, I can get that to you. He slams it.
Oh, good. So that's what I'm looking for. And I, you know, everybody I know, you know, basically is either feeding dehydrated raw. You can't, you know, that's not the same as when a dog gulps the dry kibble, you know, type thing. So anyway, so yeah, send that to send it to my Katie's K9 651-429-5433. I think I can get videos on my phone like that, can I? Okay, let's do it that way, okay? So send it to the phone. Don't send it on the email, because my email is really weird. Sometimes it'll let things come through, but if you give me a link to something, then that's fine. But if you send the actual video through my email, which is Thunderbird, decides like, yeah, we're not going to let that through, or any other mail that comes behind it.
Oh, no.
My email got stuck a couple days ago because somebody sent me something, but okay. Oh, we forgot. We got to do that. Little diddle here. Okay, blend a teapot shot so the pearlies won't rot. What am I? What do you think it is?
I have no idea. That honestly sounds like you're cursing me.
What?
Are you putting a spell on me? Oh, what no. is that sentence?
Blend a teapot shot so the pearlies won't rot.
Yeah, okay. I think you just cast a spell.
No, I didn't. I did. Do you have any idea?
I want to say something with dentures.
Well, you're very close. I'm impressed.
Okay. I am too.
It's toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
Bend a teapot shot so the pearlies won't rot.
What am I? Just baffled by that series of words.
Yeah, toothpaste. Okay, never mind.
I was thinking of the sparkly teapot. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like you put it in a cup and it fizzes and stuff.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
My first thought was Beauty and the Beast with Chip. You know,
Chip's
favorite movie.
Teapot. You know, I've got every Beauty and the Beast movie that's been out. You know that? In the very first one when first came out.
Do you have the TV series with Ron Perlman? Because that's the one that, like, that's weird.
I totally forgot about that. And it was like one morning, it was 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever type of thing. And I'm flipping through the channels, and I don't know what channels. I'm one of the off channels, you know, like 5.6 or whatever. And it was like, oh, wow, I haven't seen that for eons. And I used to like it when it was back there. And like you said, though, Ellie, it's kind of different.
But I
kind of liked it. Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yep.
Just like the makeup itself is makes for an interesting watch.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. I agree there. Okay, so Dremel versus cutting the nails. Right.
Well, they're two different things.
Yes, they are.
They're two different ways. Behavior aside, I always recommend cutting the nails and then dremeling them.
Okay.
Filing them.
Okay.
Because you get shorter, safer. So okay. What that means, instead of quicking the dog, because when you clip with a toenail, clippers, you can go too short.
Right.
Or you go too long because you it's not as precise.
Okay.
But when you're coming in with that file or the Dremel, you can get closer.
Okay.
And then it'll take off that rough edge that the toenail clippers will leave.
Yes.
So if your dog is behaving, always do the Dremel.
Okay. All right.
Some of them actually do better with the Dremel.
Yeah.
But if the dog's nails are really, really long, it's very time consuming to Dremel them really short. Also, and the time consuming comes from, it gets hot.
Right.
So you'd have to go to another nail and then come back and back. Okay. So that's why we like to clip first to take off that excess and then kind of do the finesse.
Oh, okay.
But always
any Dremel will work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see. You've been seeing fleas and ticks now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the recommend? Do you have anything for that?
Whatever you choose to do, do something.
Okay, do something.
Do something. Okay. That's another controversial. I have my opinions on it. Whatever is effective, whatever you are able to do, just do something.
Okay.
I don't use anything on my dogs.
Yep.
I've been very, very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't run into fleas. I don't run into ticks. But I also, they're not running in the woods and doing their thing.
Right.
Because
we always, this time of year, we always keep bringing it up because in case they didn't hear last week, they're going to hear it again this week.
Yeah, we've been seeing ticks for months.
Yeah.
Because
of the weather.
We haven't actually seen any fleas, but we've had people had fleas at home.
Oh, okay.
But and they came in for to take a look. But
I was
going to
say, I didn't know fleas popped up in Minnesota that much. I thought that was kind of like a southern U.S. problem.
It kind of is. Unless you're around sandy soil, fleas love sand.
Okay,
so but you know, if you're a beach person, you got a lot of, or you're up north where it's really sandy, that's where there's more fleas because they love sandy soil.
Yeah,
if you have clay soil, you're not going to have gnats and you're not going to have, you know, fleas.
But fleas are everywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, deer have them. They drop them. They walk through your
squirrels
yard.
Squirrels are huge.
They leave it. You know. So yeah, I shouldn't say we get accused of it, but groomers get accused of, well, the last place they were at was the grooming salon and it never goes anywhere else. I'm like, well, unless your dog is not going outside, that's where they're getting them, is outside.
And I know squirrels are huge, infested with fleas.
Yeah.
So you got squirrels in your yard? Is it possible for the dog and the cat? You bet.
Fleas.
Okay, so let's remind people, you can do the Amber Tick Collar. Okay, you can go to ambertick.com. And what that is the bark from the Baltic Atlantic pine. And then your dog wears it like a necklace, okay? Great for their immunity system. And it should look frosty, okay? If there's shiny beads on there, then you just got ripped off, right? But if you go to ambertick.com, you'll learn about them, okay? Then we got Fur Life, F-U-R, Life, all natural products. Okay, then we got Wonderside, all natural products. We got lemongrass oil, like one drop, like on a bandana. Put it in a Ziploc bag, and then when you're going to go out and about, put it on. When you come back, leave it on for about an hour after, and then take it off, and then put it back in the Ziploc bag. And then get yourself a good flea comb. Flea comb will also take off ticks. as well as the fleas. You know, like they'll snag the deer ticks. Mm-hmm. So just a regular, just a flea comb. And when you're working, make sure if you're looking for ticks, have a jug of like rubbing alcohol. So when you find a tick, you can drop the tick in the rubbing alcohol. And then otherwise fleas, make sure that you can put, rubbing alcohol mostly will work for fleas, but a glass like with a little bit of liquid dish soap in there, because that coats the legs of the flea so he can't jump. Okay, because I think I've mentioned this many times over the years. A flea can jump what is equivalent to a human jumping over the Empire State Building. That's how high a flea can jump. And people don't realize that. So, and then they don't live on your pets. They live into the, where it's quiet, like under the sofa, along the wall, you know, where the paths aren't.
Yeah.
And then when your dog starts walking by, they kind of hit your ride and then say, okay. And then when they're done eating, then they... you know, exit. So
they love soft surfaces.
Yes.
Like they can't live on hard surfaces, yep. But if you've got towels and rugs and couches, pillows, yep. They love carpet. Yep.
And then what you can do is you can use diatomaceous earth. We're always talking about that. Put it in a baby sock and then pat the dog in the center of the chest, on the back of the neck by the shoulder blades. Just one pat, okay? Don't make a black dog white, okay? Okay, then like where the butt and the tail come together, and then underneath underneath their chest. You can pat, if you're going in, and this is what you got to remember is your enemy, the tick, is, and the days they love are warm days, cool nights. That's when they're really active, warm days, cool nights. And so during that time, don't bring your dog into the tall grass. You know, walk them on the sidewalk or whatever. That'll get their nails short or, you know, taken care of. But anyway, but the diatomaceous earth, food grade, put it in a baby sock, zip tie it shut. And then, like I say, do it once a week. Pat where your dog sleeps. Pat underneath your couch. You know, so what you're doing is you're creating... You know, whereas if any crustacean, a flea, a tick, a millipede, anything with a crust walks through it, it scrapes their shell and they dehydrate and die naturally. Okay. So anyway, and then vacuum. That's also a huge thing. If, like you say, but most people got hardwood floors and stuff like that nowadays, which is kind of good. But then how high the flea can jump, you know, he can hop on the couch or your dog.
And if your dog has fleas, do your car.
Oh, I would have thought of that.
I get so many people are like, well, I brought my dog. You know, obviously, they bring him in for a flea treatment.
Right.
And then I'm like, did you do the car? Well, you just brought it in with fleas. It's leaving with no fleas.
Right.
And you're just putting it right into a flea infested. So don't forget about the car.
Wow, vacuum that car.
Or you get it out of your coat, and then you bring it into the house. Yep.
Wow, that's a smart idea. I have not thought of that. That's awesome. All right. Okay, we're winding down the hour here. Okay, what do you call young dogs who play in the snow? What do you call young dogs who play in the snow? We'll be back. Hey, how you doing? Thank you for saying we're winding her down. Okay, here we go. What do you call a young dog who plays in the snow? What do you think? All our snow is gone. It was rather sad yesterday. There's this one little pile from the last snow that we had that Will piled all the snow. And this thing has been getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And yesterday morning when I went to do chores, it's like maybe 10 inches wide by maybe 4 inches tall. And I looked at it and I said, I'm sorry, I don't think you'll make the day. And it didn't.
You come to my house, I have tons of snow. Yeah, I still have a big pile in back too.
Okay, kid, what do you got, Miss Ellie?
Snow buddies.
Nope.
Oh, that's close. What I was going to say.
You're cool. What were you going to say?
Snow Buddies. I love that movie.
Yeah, you guys are close. It's called Slush Puppies.
Slush Puppies.
Oh. Slush Puppies. What do you got?
Gosh,
do you call
I love a
young
hush
dog?
Puppy.
Who blows? Ooh, oh, so that's very good, too. Yeah. Oh, now I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat when I get home. Slush Puppies. There we go. That's the last joke of the day. Aren't you folks lucky? Yay! Oh, well, what can we say? Okay, so let's sum her all up here as far as springtime. So we're going to get them fluffed and buffed.
Yep.
Okay, and then like now as the days get longer, the coats get shorter, which means they shed. you know, like their undercoats and stuff like that, so that they're prepared for the warm weather. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And then in the fall, when the days get shorter, the coat gets longer, it gets more denser mm-hmm. and such like that. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell people that the best thing you can do at this time is wait when they're about three quarters or about halfway through blowing their coat out, mm-hmm. go to a groomer, have them get the mess out mm-hmm. and bring the coat back out. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I always feel bad for clients, especially ones that are on a regular every 4 to 6 weeks kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we groom them, and then the following week they blow their coat. Because we can't control that.
Right.
You know, and they're like, well, I just had my dog groomed. I spent all this money and blah, blah, blah. And it's blowing coat. I'm like, yeah. And we try to help them out, bring it in. We'll, you know, help out. But
right.
Yeah, you can't control when that happens. So.
And you do have openings, so you're, once again, mm-hmm, yep. Yeah, how could they, that's Ma and Paws, mm-hmm. Paws, right?
Yep.
And Facebook?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, or Google.
Or Google, mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, because I know some people are having trouble, that there's not groomers, you have a salon, so you have different workers, mm-hmm. but when you're an individual groomer, mm-hmm. you can get pretty snowed under, you know, type thing.
And like I said, the only reason I'm sitting as well as I am is I just was blessed to hire a couple new groomers.
Yeah,
so.
That's always nice. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's always nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got that. Then having the correct brushes. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think of the shedding blade? You know, it's a steel thing that has the little, teeth in it.
The Furminator?
No, I hate the Furminator. Okay. Don't even get me going on that.
That's where you were going. No, I'm with you there.
In the Furminator in the right hands of a groomer that mm-hmm. knows how to use it. Mm-hmm. But people that use the Furminator, look at all this coat I'm getting on. They're shaving the coat.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. That's why you get every time you use a Furminator, you get a bag full of fur because you're shaving the layers off.
Yeah.
Or in the hands of a groomer, I can understand, mm-hmm. What you're doing, mm-hmm. but most people are just, there's more hair. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad you brought that Furminator up. That's my arch enemy. They have other grooming tools which are fine, mm-hmm. but the Furminator that literally has the blade, because that's blade that's on it, it's a razor, it shaves, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's just crazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about it's like we used it for horses, just shedding horses.
Okay.
It's a long, strip of metal with these little tiny teeth in it, and you kind of go like this.
Yeah, we don't use those.
Okay, mm-hmm. because they have. It started in the horse world, and then they started making them for the dogs.
Yep.
Okay, and like for the labs or the coats that are real mm-hmm. short, like your Dobies, and I thought they worked pretty good on those coats.
But there's better options.
Okay, such?
Anything silicone based. So, I'm drawing an absolute.
Okay, point. Silicone based. So you're talking about like those, like the number
curry brushes, Yep. Anything that's got those nubs. Yep. Those work wonders, and they're not . The ones you're talking about, I used them back in the day because we didn't have these great products that we have now.
Yeah.
But those are really hard on the skin.
Okay.
And they can cut the skin. They can also cut the hair.
Okay.
So if you're using a Furminator, I'm not for them, but they do work well. And I think...
in the hands of the proper people.
And I think it's training. It's like anything. If you have one at home, use one. But don't use it for more than 10 minutes on your dog, no more than once a week.
Okay.
After that, you're just damaging its skin, and you're damaging its skin follicle, and you're damaging its coat.
Okay, good.
So go ahead and use it mm-hmm. once a week for 10 minutes. But be careful with them. You know, it's the people that are using it over and over and over is where...
Well, they get obsessed because all the...
Because it works.
Right.
But it also wrecks the dog's skin and the coat. So, anything with a curry brush that's got silicone... works really, really good for your labs and even on a German Shepherd, you can get tons of coat off from that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is I had a German Shepherd come to class and I'm watching it and I'm like, there's something different about this dog and I just can't put my finger on it. And all of a sudden, he just turned right and I'm like, I asked him, I said, do you by any chance use the Furminator?
Mm.
She said, yeah. She says, why you ask? I said, because the mane around the neck, they didn't really groom up much up there, but the rest of the body they did. And so the coat was so thin, I could almost see the mm-hmm. skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, throw that Furminator in the trash.
Yep.
And I know they're expensive.
Yeah.
But the thing is that they weren't using it right. And I said, mm-hmm. I hope the coat will come back. But they, like I said, they did it more for the body, mm-hmm. the sides and then the...
Where it's easy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's just like,
alopecia.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, like I said, I felt so bad for that dog, but it looks so, like I said, I'm looking at it and I'm just, I couldn't put my finger on it. Mm-hmm. What is weird here? Mm-hmm. And finally, all of a sudden, using the Furminator.
Yep.
Okay, so we don't want the shedding blade and we want more of the silicone with the knobbers on it. So it's like a massage more.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you use it as a straight line or do you do it curry, like in circles? How do you use that?
With the grain of the coat.
So we're going with the grain of the coat. Okay, so we're not doing curls.
I will go against the coat, like on like your labs and such, on their legs.
Okay.
But when there's a little bit of coat, I always try to go work with the grain because you don't want to twist that follicle. Now they get colics.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Gosh, I didn't know that you'd twist it and then that you can create colics.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the mittens that you can have that are rubber and that you can pat, you know, do what's your thoughts on that?
The mittens. Those are fine.
Okay.
Yeah, those are fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, once again, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you because you do have openings because you have some new groomers.
Yeah. Forest Lake, 651-464-9878. North Branch, 651-674-6222. Look us up on Facebook or Google.
Okay. And don't forget, now the animal walk is May 4th, I believe, Alexis and Holly are being a part of. Why they didn't ask me, I don't know. But that's okay. That's okay.
You're going to just scream at everyone who has a long lead.
Never mind that I work with dogs. That, you know, this is a dog walk. Or actually a pet walk. So, and then, okay, people that are going to the May 4th dog walk, please leave your retractable leashes at home. Yeah. No retractable leashes ever, never off your property. In fact, I even got a better solution. Walk over to the trash and throw the extended leash or away, the flexi leads and all that stuff. When you go off your property, your dog should either be on a 6-foot line or a 4-foot line. If you got a big dog, make it a 4-foot line. When you go out for a walk, it's you and your dog together as a team. That's what dog walking etiquette, what I was talking about earlier. Okay, you are in charge of your dog. The dog is in your space. You do not let your dog run into other dogs' faces or other people's faces. So if you're doing it correctly, you are in your own space. You can say hi to other dogs, hi to people, but you do not let your dog jump into the other dog's face or run up to somebody and go, hi, hi, hi. You are taking the dogs. If you need help, you can call me up at Katie's Canine and set up a private lesson or whatever. But Marie, thank you so much coming on. And you guys all have a great week. And Ellie, you have a great week. And hopefully we need more rain. We need the moisture. All the farmers are clamoring for it. Okay, you take care. Don't hide your dogs. Train them. If you don't train them, don't blame them. Talk to you later.